This is Toby from Cape Gunworks, and we're committed to those who carry a gun for protection. Whether you're a new, old, or competition shooter, Cape Gunworks has you covered. We are committed to self-defense, women's defense, and non-lethal options to help you protect those you love. At Cape Gunworks, we carry firearms, ammo, and all the gear that delivers power, precision, and safety. Visit CapeGunworks.com for your discount, and tune in to Rapid Fire.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, even the Baptist may need to take a swig today. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show as we broadcast border to border, coast to coast, across the fruited plain. And we begin with some breaking news. And this just happened just mere moments ago. We have been telling you, and I've been getting a lot of calls from you good people over the past couple of weeks, a lot of messages. Starnes, why are you being so critical of the House Republicans? Why are you such a Debbie Downer, Starnes? What's wrong with you? Well, ladies and gentlemen, one of the things that we try to do on this program is just tell it like it is. And you may not like that some days, and you may think that I'm a never-Trumper, you may think I'm not a Republican, you may think I'm an anti-Semite or a racist or a xenophobe. I'm none of those things. I am my own person, and I just tell it like it is. Now, I will tell you this, that I am devoted with every fiber of my being to the America First agenda. And I have dedicated this program ever since the attempted assassination on our beloved President Donald J. Trump. I have dedicated this program to advancing his agenda. That's what we're doing here on this program. And so whenever I see anybody doing something that would sabotage or interfere with or delay the president's agenda from happening, yeah, you better believe that I'm going to step in and I'm going to say something. And that's my big concern over the House of Representatives, where we have had a major leadership crisis. And ladies and gentlemen, just moments ago, President Trump's big, huge, beautiful bill failed in the committee vote. In other words, Republicans in the committee just killed President Trump's big, beautiful bill. This is where we are right now. It just happened moments ago. You need to be picking up the phones and you need to be called. Look, here's the reality. The people that voted against us are good friends of ours, and they are rock solid fiscal conservatives. And they don't like a lot of things that were either shoved into this bill or left out of this bill. I will also tell you on another note that a lot of the DOGE cuts that need to be codified were intentionally left out of this bill. There's a lot of stuff going on up on Capitol Hill, ladies and gentlemen, and I share it with you as much as I can share with you. But I am telling you right now, we've got big problems in the House of Representatives. We have major problems in the Senate, and we'll get to that in just a little while. But that's the breaking news of the minute that the big, beautiful bill has failed in a committee vote. And folks, it wasn't even close. It was 16 in favor, 21 against. That's where we're at here. Not good. So look, today also Open Line Friday, and we're always honored to have your calls, and we'll be taking your calls as we always do on Open Line Friday. Whatever you want to talk about, we will talk about today. Our starting off point, though, needs to be what happened last night with the disgraced former FBI director, James Comey. And James Comey would have you believe that he was just casually strolling along a beach, and all of a sudden, in the middle of nowhere, he came across these seashells and these rocks that had been assembled to spell out four numbers, 8647. And he took a photo of it, and he posted it on his Instagram account. And he posted a message. He said, "Cool shell formation on my beach walk." Now, almost immediately, anybody with a thinking brain and at least one working brain cell knew what the words 8647 meant. We know what those numbers stand for. Comey is now pleading ignorance. He says he had no idea that he was actually calling for the assassination of President Donald J. Trump. Do you believe that, ladies and gentlemen? Do you believe Comey's excuse? Now, we've got a lot of audio to play, and we've got a lot of things that are happening today in this show. I am telling you what I'm concerned about, and here's my greatest concern, is that James Comey, by posting this message, may have been sending a message to some sort of a sleeper cell somewhere in America that has now been activated. You say, "Todd, that's just ludicrous. What's wrong with you?" Really? Is it ludicrous to imagine that a former FBI director who hates Donald Trump would actually post a message calling for people to put a hit out on the sitting president of the United States? So I think at this point, everything's on the table. Anything could happen. Keep in mind, when you look at the assassination attempts, we still don't know anything about the attacker in Butler County, Pennsylvania, who, by the way, had ties to the FBI. But we don't know anything about this guy. Not at all. But this is where I'm a little frustrated. The administration's not doing anything. At the very least, the Secret Service and the FBI should have been conducting a guns-drawn pre-dawn raid on Jim Comey's house. This guy should have been dragged out onto the front lawn of his house in handcuffs and his boxer shorts. CNN cameras should have been pre-positioned in the bushes. They should have rummaged through his wife's underwear drawer. His mugshot should have already been posted on national television. And you're saying, "Wait a second, Todd, that all sounds very, very familiar." Yeah, you want to know why? Because that's how the deep state dealt with the Trump staffers, the pro-lifers, Catholics, law-abiding gun owners, concerned parents, even President Trump himself, not to mention Melania Trump, not to mention Barron Trump, the teenage son of President Trump. That's what they were doing during the Biden administration. And the fact that Jim Comey is not in jail this morning, this is another sign, ladies and gentlemen, that the three-letter agencies are still controlled by the deep state. It is business as usual. By the way, why haven't we seen the three Democrat lawmakers who stormed the FBI or the ICE detention center in Newark, New Jersey? How come they haven't been arrested? We have body cam footage. It's not even he said, she said. We have body cam footage showing these Democrats attacking and assaulting a federal agent. If you or I had done that, first of all, they would have probably opened fire on us. At the very least, though, we would have been in jail. So why aren't these people in jail? I want to know what Pam Bondi is doing. I want to know what Kristi Noem is doing. I want to know what the three-letter agencies are doing right now. By the way, we still have it. Look, all these people say, "Well, Todd, it just takes time. It just takes time. It may be 5 years from now." Well, you know what? 5 years from now, we're going to have a Democrat in the White House. It takes time. Okay, we can do it in 2 years. In 2 years, we're going to have a Democrat-controlled Congress. So if we don't get it done now, it's not going to get done. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is why I have been so focused. And yes, I have been critical of what's been happening in the House of Representatives and the Senate. But I'm telling you right now, something's going on here. And I don't know about you, but if Pam Bondi has time to sit in a chair in the makeup room at Fox News Channel for a couple of hours to get her hair and makeup and nails done every single day, then she's got time to get out there and start rounding up the bad guys. You talk about needing more time. What have we been doing the last 2 years of the Biden administration, ladies and gentlemen? It was hearing after hearing after hearing after hearing. All of this evidence compiled by James Comer and Jim Jordan, the House Judiciary Committee, all of this information, all of the evidence. Were they just making it all up? Did we just squander hundreds of millions of our tax dollars on investigations that pointed out there that nothing was there? Is that what they're trying to tell us? Or is it that we don't have the man parts to do what needs to be done? Because it's not just the fact that Jim Comey is out there walking around creating death threats against the president of the United States on a sandy beach. You've got the Russia hoax. You have a situation where, and all of the breadcrumbs led right back to Barack Hussein Obama, there was an attempt to sabotage a presidential campaign in 2016. And once Trump got elected, they tried to overthrow a duly elected president. Anybody want to explain to me why nobody's been arrested? Nobody's been charged? Nobody's been held accountable. I'm sick and tired of it. And it bothers me that many people that are now in the administration who were just as sick and tired of it. And by the way, many of these people were in the talk radio world or in the punditry world. They were on Fox and Newsmax. And well, when we get into the White House, we're going to be knocking down walls. We're going to be ripping people out of their homes and throwing them in jail. There's going to be accountability. Harumph, harumph, harumph. And now, well, you people just need to be patient. You think it's easy doing this job? I gave up a multi-million-dollar contract to take this job, and I don't need your crap. I get these messages. Lay off us, Starnes. Well, you know what? I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to lay off. You guys have been out there spending all of our taxpayer money on these investigations. Do we have a case or do we not? If we don't, we need to deal with that and move on. But I got a big problem with the fact that we've got an ex-FBI director out there making freaking death threats against the president of the United States, who has already survived two assassination attempts. And I'm just going to say this. I suspect there was some deep state involvement in at least one of those. And my concern now is for the safety of our great president. That is my concern right now. And that is my only concern. And I could appreciate Pam Bondi being out on Fox News Channel every hour of every day of every month so far of the president. I can appreciate that. But that's not her job. That's not her job. That's not what she's there for. We got to get with it, folks. We got to get with it. All right. We're going to open up the phone lines here. We've got a lot of audio to play, a lot of reaction, including from President Trump. But my question is very simple. Does James Comey belong in jail? Are you ready to see the deep state being led off into the D.C. gulags? 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. Folks, we have some exciting news about MyPillow. They're having their first ever mega sale. Oh, that was, we needed some sound effects.
Where did that come from?
Mega sale. MyPillow having their first ever mega sale on overstock clearance and brand new products. For example, Ben Dieter, you're going to need these. You need 50%. You're going to save over 50% on flannel sheets. Queen size bed, only $59.98. King size sheets, $69.98. And they sell out fast every year. So you got to get an order that right now. You can also save 30% on their brand new My Crosses. They're designed in the likeness of the one that Mike Lindell has worn every day for over 20 years. They come in men's and women's styles, and they're made right here in the USA. Get the 2025 six-piece My Towel set for only $29.98. Their quantities are extremely low, so you're going to want to get them now before they go. And I can't forget to mention the best-selling standard MyPillow. I have six of them. I like a lot of pillows. $14.98. That is a huge deal. So take advantage of the first-ever mega sale. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code STARNS, or call 800-839-8506. That's 1-800-839-8506. But wait, there's more. Remember that $75 free shipping rule, Ben Dieter?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that ship has sailed, baby. The train has left the station. Because right now, for a limited time, every order at MyPillow ships for free. MyPillow.com, promo code STARNS, or call 800-839-8506. All right, well, let's start our day in Memphis, Tennessee. David, listening to us on KWAM. Hi, David. What's on your mind today?
I'm just disappointed overall in the Republican Party. But the House, that tax bill, Todd, we heard no tax on Social Security. And I'm a CPA here in Memphis, and I know all about how that happens and how it hurts people on their taxes. And what came out of committee was $4,000 and the phrase tax relief for seniors. That's crap. That was supposed to be no tax on Social Security. So that got watered down. That's what they do. And then on the Comey thing, I'm sure that after that went on, that post went out, that tweet, there were strongly worded letters getting written all over Congress. I bet Jim Jordan especially, I bet, was preparing a strongly worded letter. That's all they do. And as far as that goes, I've been voting Republican since 88 when I turned 18. I'm done. And I don't care if we're talking about the local guy, Kustoff, or whoever we're talking about, because they don't put any pressure on the other guys because they want to go to the party and not get, you know, looked down on by the groups. So it's every single one of them. I'm tired of them people saying, well, they all stink, except for my guy. If my guy or gal is okay, that's bull. They're all in it together. The Democrats don't do that. They all line up and go with what their leadership says to do. Our guys stab us in the back every single time, and I'm done with it. So I'll write my own name in, or I'll abstain, but I'm out, and there's a lot more like me, too. And if you think that 1% libertarian group that Trump got is going to vote for the Republicans in the midterm,
no, that's
absolutely insane.
Yeah, exactly. David, let me ask you, again, going back there, because that was the thing. There were even debates about whether or not to include the no tax on tips. But to your point, and this is one of the big sticking points, is that the seniors are going to suffer here on this.
Of course, but it's constant, though, Todd. It's all when the Democrats win, they're in power. When the Republicans win, they're in office. That's an old thing, but it's the absolute truth. There's a difference, and it's getting it's been old for a long time. Now it's beyond ridiculous. And then, like you said, they say, well, it takes time. When you're the boss, it doesn't take time. When you're in charge, nothing takes time. It's very simple. You write down, you issue a decree, you have an edict or whatever, and you move on. You're in charge. That's why you won. That's what power's about. Todd Starnes is in charge of KWAM. What he says there goes. That is, it's not like we have to sit around and wait for everybody else to make sure they're with you. You're the boss. They do what you tell you to do.
Theoretically, yes. Yeah. No, it's I hear exactly what you're saying, David, and you're right, and this is aggravating. The reality is that we may not, there's no leadership in the House. I mean, that's ultimately the issue here. There is no leadership. There's nobody to actually rule with an iron fist. And I'm really concerned about the Senate, but we may not have to worry about the Senate right now. You've got five Republicans voting no on this legislation, and we're talking about Chip Roy, Ralph Norman, Andrew Clyde from Georgia, our WDUN listeners, Lloyd Smucker from Pennsylvania, Josh Breeshean from Oklahoma. They could only afford to lose two of the members and still advance the legislation.
But what happens to these people who vote, who don't go along? Nothing. They all get voted right back in because the voters go, well, yeah, that was bad, but, you know, we don't have anybody better. You're telling me out of 300 million people, these are the only 50 people we got, or 49 or 52 or whatever the number is, 53. That's all we got in the entire country that's capable of holding these jobs. I find that very hard to believe. And it's just frustrating is a mild word, but you're exactly right. I tell people all the time, I don't have a problem with Cornwallis. He was just a soldier doing his job. But I got a big problem with Benedict Arnold. And that's what I feel is happening to us every day. That's all I got, Todd.
That's it. David, thank you for the call. And I know a lot of you folks feel just like David does. And it feels as if we have, again, been betrayed. But we've got to get this together. And, folks, we've got to understand here that, and the Republicans have to understand, that we put them in charge for a reason. They have power now, and they should use that power. By the way, I'm telling you, you start going after senior citizens when you said that you were going to protect the seniors. That is going to come back and bite you in the behind. By the way, MSNBC reporting that nothing may actually happen when it comes to Jim Comey. I'm telling you, they're afraid. They are afraid to do the right thing. And we are going to do our best to encourage them to light a fire under them so they will do the right thing. All right, 901-260-5926. It is Open Line Friday. We're going to be taking your calls on all sorts of topics today. We'll be right back, America.
Hunting is an American tradition and enjoyed by millions of men, women, and youth from all backgrounds. This is Toby from Cape Gunworks. For hunters and shooters alike, we are the experts and carry the latest gear and firearms designed for the modern sportsman. Cape Gunworks, made for those who love the wild and want to elevate their hunting experience. Visit CapeGunworks.com for your discount and tune into Rapid Fire Radio.
All right, just to reiterate that breaking news, Trump's big, beautiful bill has suffered a massive defeat in the House. It failed to pass out of the House Budget Committee, and this could be a very big issue because Speaker Johnson had wanted to hold a vote, a House-wide vote on the bill next week. Here are the lawmakers. Chip Roy of Texas, Josh Breeshing of Oklahoma, Andrew Clyde of Georgia, Ralph Norman of South Carolina, Lloyd Smucker of Pennsylvania. I wonder if he's the jelly guy. Anyway, they all voted against the legislation in the committee. And we will let you know how all of this plays out. President Trump will have to get involved when he gets back stateside. So let's see here. Steve Scalise, I'm reading, again, this is all coming into us here. Steve Scalise says, I just walked out of the meeting with him a few minutes ago talking about Ralph Norman. We're working on some questions that Ralph and others have, and we're going to be getting them answers as soon as we get them back from the Trump administration. We're going to try to get Ralph Norman, Andrew Clyde on the show today. So our team is working on that. Let's go to the phones here. Bruce in Georgia, listening to us on WDUN. Hi, Bruce. What's on your mind today?
How you doing, Todd? I came up and met you when you broadcast from WDUN in Gainesville. And I listened to you regularly, but I've been saying this for years. James Comey, when he got before Congress under oath, admitted that he had taken those documents from his office and leaked them to the New York Times, should have been walked out of there in handcuffs. You or I would have been. That's the first thing. Second thing, the business with SALT and all these people trying to get their personal things into this bill. They need to give up on their own personal thing for their state and do what's best for this country and for the whole country. I don't care that their states tax the bejeebers out of them and they want a deduction. Vote those people out. But the rest of the country shouldn't have to suffer because of it. Step up and support the president's agenda and support this bill.
I think the challenge here, Bruce, for these, and by the way, these are the five Republicans on that committee. There are many more Republicans that have grave concerns about what has been crafted here. For example, they're concerned that Obamacare will actually be codified and will be expanded. That is a big issue. Also, under the current budget reconciliation bill, the workforce requirements for able-bodied adults on Medicaid won't kick in until 2029. And I know that's been a big sticking point for Congressman Andrew Clyde. He says inexcusable is an understatement. So I suppose what Trump is going to have to do, and I think the voters are going to need to understand, all right, what exactly is in this? And what is it that we're going to have to sacrifice? Because politics is about compromise. I get that. But what exactly are we getting out of all of the things that President Trump wants done, especially if we're not even codifying any of these DOGE cuts?
Yep. And none of the executive orders, they're not doing anything. Congress, the Republicans never learned from the Democrats. Nancy Pelosi ruled that place with an iron fist. They could disagree, do whatever they wanted. When it came down to the vote, the Democrats voted in lockstep. And the Republicans cannot get through their heads to be like the Democrats. They want to be better than them, but they don't get anything done.
As Congressman Norman said, and Bruce, thank you so much for the call. As Congressman Ralph Norman just said, Republicans, right now, if this thing is passed the way it is, we are still going to be funding handouts to illegal aliens. So Norman says, why are we rushing through all of this when we ought to be working overtime to get it right? And I'm with Congressman Norman on this. Look, we have had plenty of time. The problem is the House has been on vacation. They just took a 4-day vacation last week. Maybe they ought to stay in Washington and get down to business, do the jobs that we elected them to do, and follow through on the president's agenda. Maybe, just maybe, that would work. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Tulsi Gabbard calling for James Comey to be arrested. Cut number 9.
Whatever James Comey intent, he and people like him need to be held to account according to the law, which is something that he claims to have given his life for and stands by the rule of law. Fantastic. The rule of law says people like him who issue direct threats against the president of the United States, essentially issuing a call to assassinate him, must be held accountable under the law.
Do you believe Comey should be in jail?
I do. Any other person with the position of influence that he has, people who take very seriously what a guy of his stature, his experience, and what the propaganda media has built him up to be, I'm very concerned for the president's life. We've already seen assassination attempts. I'm very concerned for his life. And James Comey, in my view, should be held accountable and put behind bars for this.
Do you agree with Tulsi Gabbard here that Comey should be arrested? And I, too, am very concerned about the president's safety. I mean, the idea that Comey did this while Donald Trump was in the Middle East, I mean, security already a big concern. But that's why I'm wondering if Comey's message somehow activated sleeper cells and he was sending a message to someone. Comey's not going to go out there and shoot the president, but somebody just might. And that's what concerns me about all of this. 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. As promised, here is President Trump just moments ago with Brett Baer weighing in on all of this. Cut 6, please.
He knew exactly what that meant. A child knows what that meant. If you're the FBI director and you don't know what that meant assassination. And it says it loud and clear. Now, he wasn't very competent, but he was competent enough to know what that meant. And he did it for a reason, and he was hit so hard. Because people like me, and they like what's happening with our country. Our country's become respected again, and all this. And he's calling for the assassination of the president.
Obviously, he apologized and said he doesn't. Well, he apologized for violence. But
look, he's a very bad.
What do you want to see happen? What do you want to see happen?
I don't want to take a position on it because that's going to be up to Pam and all of the great people. But I will say this: I think it's a terrible thing. And when you add his history to that. If he had a clean history, he doesn't. He's a dirty cop. He's a dirty cop. And if he had a clean history, I could understand if there was a leniency. But I'm going to let them make that decision.
Well, yeah, he's basically saying, Pam, let's get cracking here. Let's get moving. So Trump is letting a Justice Department, honestly, Secret Service has to be involved. And the FBI as well. 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Another big story, And this came out late yesterday evening, where Democrats on Capitol Hill are now calling for $14 trillion in reparations. So black lawmakers on Capitol Hill are now demanding $14 trillion in reparations. It doesn't matter if your ancestor was a slave or not. If you're a black person in America, then you would be getting a check from the American taxpayers. Here is Congress gal Summer Lee. Take a listen.
A duty to repair. So let's make it clear. There is a debt that does exist. This country has taken so much from black folks and has a debt it owes, because for over 400 years into this very day, this country has stolen black labor, black lives, black futures. Industries were built and maintained through the subjugation of black people in this country, and wealth was built and maintained through the discriminatory policies that still plague us to this day. And to be clear, some people directly benefited from it, mm-hmm. or are direct beneficiaries of it. Mm-hmm. We have systems that create and perpetuate imbalances in our society, and you either benefit from it or you are disenfranchised by it. And black people continue to be disenfranchised and harmed by these systems. Others receive advantages from it.
All right, darling, slow it down a little bit. You got nobody's going anywhere. But basically, she's saying that black people are oppressed in this country. I guess slaves were still picking cotton back in the late 1990s here, maybe into the early 2000s. And she's saying that blacks have been put upon, and so therefore the American taxpayers need to fork over money. Here's Ayanna Pressley. She's the chick, one of the members of the squad, the Spice Girl everybody forgets. Here's Ayanna Pressley.
And discrimination against black people. We are in a moment of anti-blackness on steroids, and we refuse to be silent. We will not back down in our pursuit of racial justice. The antidote to anti-blackness is to be pro-black, and we will do it unapologetically. The United States government owes us a debt, and we need reparations.
They are serious about this. By the way, Rashida Tlaib also up on the platform saying that reparations are necessary for true equity. Now, I'm going to say something here about reparations that not a lot of people are talking about, and they will not, primarily because they work for a corporate radio station. I am my own guy here, so I can say what's on my mind. And look, if people like Ayanna Pressley and Rashida Tlaib and whoever else, if they really want reparations and if they're really serious about it, are you serious about it? Then I would consider going directly to the source of the slave trade. You have to go right back to where it all started and demand immediate reparations from the African tribal leaders that first loaded their own people onto the boats and sold them to the highest bidder. So if you're going to have that conversation, would you not want to go back to the start of where it all started? And by the way, there were a lot of white people who were slaves. The Irish, are they going to get a reparation? Oh, well, not in this one, because if you ain't black, you ain't getting squat. That's coming out of the press conference, by the way. But ladies and gentlemen, this is what critical race theory looks like. This is what DEI policies look like. They would literally have you believe that people were still picking cotton and sharecropping as late as the 1990s, and it's simply not true. And I know this may trigger a lot of you Democrats out there, but let's go back to 1865. What happened in 1865, ladies and gentlemen? Something called the 13th Amendment that abolished slavery. So there haven't been any slaves in America since, say, we'll say 1867. We'll give them a couple of years. 1867, there have not been any slaves in America. So I want someone to explain to me, how is it that forcing people who never owned slaves to pay people who never were slaves, how is that going to unify our nation? How does that work? 901-260-5926. Let's go to Morehead City, North Carolina, real quick. Say hello to Greg. Greg, what's on your mind on this Open Line Friday?
Hello, Todd. I'd like to suggest a new T-shirt. Ditto to David, the first caller.
David from Memphis, Tennessee, he was fired up. Righteous indignation.
That's exactly how I feel. Republicans eat their own. Democrats stick together. This Republican Party that won't work to the work together and get things done, I'm sick of it. I've been a Republican my whole life. But if we can't get the job done when we've got the people in there to get it done, and if we can't get the Justice Department, Pam Bondi, to do her job, I mean, come on. That's why we're in the place we're at. Democrats stick together whether they're right or wrong, and they get their agenda done. Republicans have something going on. They're all about themselves and their state. But ditto to David. He really summed it up probably better than me. So that's really about all I want to say.
Greg, you said a lot there, my friend, and we appreciate you calling in and giving David from Memphis a shout-out, and thank you for listening. 901-260-5926. Hang tight, folks. We'll be right back.
This is Toby from Cape Gunworks. America began when the Pilgrims first landed on the tip of Cape Cod, the birthplace of American patriotism. Since 1620, Americans have been using firearms for hunting, protection, and sport. And there's no better place to purchase firearms than where it all began, and from like-minded patriots. Cape Gunworks carries all the guns and gear you need. Visit CapeGunworks.com for your discount and tune in to Rapid Fire.
All right, folks, head over to our YouTube channel, and I want you to vote. We have a poll going in our live chat. Should James Comey be in jail for threatening Trump? We'd love for you to post your vote and also weigh in, join the conversation. We're really just cranking out our big YouTube channel, and we would love for you guys to go and hang out there. So go and check that out, and you can actually watch the show and to watch what we're doing here in the studios. All right, let's go to the phone lines, 901-260-5926. Mike in Memphis listening to us on KWAM. Hi, Mike, what's on your mind?
Greetings, Todd. Two quick things. First, coming into the 13th Amendment. Number one, Comey needs to receive a phone call from area code 202. The Secret Service needs to order him to back out slowly out of his home, raise his hands, take him into custody, and take him down to a dark room and find out if he had any intention to do any ill will. Find out, did he have the means? Yes, he did. Did he have the motive? Yes, he did. He's already proven that. And then keep him locked up until a psych evaluation can be done, because this is a triggering of a deep state operation. No doubt this is how they do it. And the guy needs to be locked up, but he has rights, and so he has the right to hire an attorney and take him before a judge and see if he actually is qualified to have a bond be released pending a hearing. That's my take on, because that's what they do to anybody else.
Yeah, look, Mike, you're absolutely right. That is exactly what they would do to anybody else. They wouldn't even give us the courtesy. They'd be knocking down our door with the battering ram. That's what they would do. What's your second point?
You're totally right. They wouldn't give you the courtesy of the phone call or the back out. They would take the door down. You're absolutely right. It's a different standard. That needs to be changed. And I think Trump is listening. All right. The 13th Amendment, real clear. Anybody should take the time to read it. It didn't eliminate slavery. It just gave a monopoly of slavery to the government, because except for cases where you're found to be guilty of a crime, then the government can commit you to slavery.
And that's, no, sir. That is not accurate, Mike. The 13th Amendment abolishes slavery, unless every single history book on the planet got it wrong. Got to go, Mike. Thanks for the call. 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. By the way, if you are watching us, you'll notice that I'm drinking from one of our great show coffee mugs. And these are fun coffee mugs. They're sturdy coffee mugs, too. And you can put a lot of coffee or iced tea in these. It's the Blessed Not Bitter coffee mug, and you can get yourself one of these over at the Todd Stearns store. Just go to toddstearns.com, and you'll be able to get yourself one of these wonderful mugs. Not only that, lots of other stuff, ball caps, T-shirts, books, you name it, you'll be able to get it over at the Todd Stearns store, and you can go and check that out. All right, we've got to take a break here, folks. Coming up, we are going to be talking to someone from Homeland Security. Also, more on the reparation story. And the breaking news is that the beautiful bill, not so beautiful right now. Don't forget, head over to the YouTube channel, the Todd Stearns YouTube channel. We've got links to it all over the place, and we want you to join the conversation there. We'll be right back, America.
Attention, ladies. This is Roxy from Cape Gunworks, and we are the experts in women's defense. We have the best firearm options for women's everyday carry and home defense. Whether you are a new shooter or competitive shooter, shop firearms that deliver power and precision for peace of mind. We welcome women to join our community who value tradition, quality, safety, and the spirit of adventure. Visit CapeGunworks.com for your discount and tune in to Rapid Fire Radio.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us, that's right, I love this American ride.
Well, hello everybody, welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. What an honor to have you with us today, everybody, and welcome border to border, coast to coast, across the fruited plain. Wow, we have got a lot going on. It is an insane breaking news Friday. We're going to get to your calls. By the way, today is Open Line Friday, and we want to welcome all of the folks that are listening to us on the radio. Maybe you're listening to us on our live stream or podcast. Maybe you are watching us on our many video platforms from Rumble, Facebook Live, and we're very excited because we have launched our YouTube channel, and we're really excited about that. It's going to take some time to get it up and going, but here's what you need to know about YouTube. This is where we actually, and when we say we, it's me, where I'm able to chat with you directly. So we have a live chat. We also have a live poll that you can take part in. And our question, should James Comey be in jail right now? That is the poll, and we would love for you to, it takes about 2 seconds to head over there, follow our YouTube channel, Todd Starnes, you'll see me, and you'll see our live feed, and join the conversation. So we're excited to have all of you folks listening to us today on our YouTube channel. All right, real quick, I do want to go to the phone line. So we've got some folks holding on, 901-260-5926, Collierville, Tennessee. Cash Money is listening to us on K-Web. Hey, Cash Money, what's on your mind?
Hey, buddy, it really wears on me that Comey was never a badge toter in the Bureau, so he didn't have any skin in the game. The folks that dedicated their lives, 20, 30, 35 years, to enforcing the Constitution and working with the Department of Justice on a daily matter, that was their mission in life. And this guy has anything but that in his mindset, evidently, because after you retire from the Bureau, even then, you're not an employee anymore, right, of the FBI, but you still caution. Everything comes to your mind like, how can this be taken when I make a statement? If I make a social posting, how can this be taken? Can it be negatively impactful on the Bureau? Because that's what it's all about. And he is setting back the image and the confidence that the public deserve to have in the FBI.
Well, I will say this, and Cash Money, I think you're onto something. I was watching a documentary about Comey, and it's all about Comey, right? When he was at the FBI, it was all about him. It wasn't about the Bureau. It wasn't about legacy. It was all about him. And you know what's really interesting? As much as the Republicans hate this guy, the Democrats hate him even more because they blame him for Hillary Clinton losing the 2016 presidential election. And if you'll notice, Cash Money, you haven't heard anybody on the left coming out and defending James Comey right now.
Well, it just breaks your heart for all those folks that have served our country loyally for decades and held the flag high. I know it sounds corny, but people actually buy into that, just like the military. They actually want to do something good for the country and for their fellow man and to repay this great country that we all have a privilege to live in.
Look, it's not corny at all. It's patriotic. It's patriotism. And on that note, by the way, and this story not getting a lot of play, but Kash Patel earlier today announced that they're pretty much going to be shutting down the J. Edgar Hoover building, and they're going to be moving out all but maybe a couple of hundred of the agents are going to be relocated across the entire country. So they are literally decentralizing the FBI and getting the FBI out of Washington, which I think is a smart move. Cash Money, got to leave it there. Good to hear from you today. 901-260-5926. By the way, this is an exciting day. Can we just stop on politics for just one quick second? This is a huge weekend in Memphis, Tennessee. The World Barbecue Championships are underway. And if you walk outside anywhere in Memphis and you just breathe in a big gulp of air, you're going to be breathing in hickory smoke from somewhere. I mean, it is unbelievable, the fragrance in Memphis right now. But we have hundreds of barbecue experts from around the nation here in Memphis for the weekend. And we're going to have some good eating. We're going to be literally eating high on the hog this weekend. Well, I want to go to our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, and I am honored to have a good friend. I don't want to call her an old friend, but we've known each other for a really long time, and we've written two books together. You might remember the first one, Our Daily Biscuit, Devotions with a Drawl. And for those of you watching on our brand new YouTube channel today, I'm holding up a copy of our latest book. It'll be in bookstores June 17th. It's called Star Spangled Blessings, Devotions for Patriots, and you can pre-order a copy wherever you buy your books right now. Michelle Cox joining us from the great state of North Carolina. Michelle, how's it going today?
It's going well, except now you have me hungry for barbecue.
Well, you know, and again, I feel bad for you in North Carolina, and I'm just going to say this, North Carolina, Virginia, I know you guys do that stuff with the mustard and the vinegar. But it's all about the dry rub. If you need sauce, it's really not barbecue.
I hear you. And y'all have great barbecue. Send a little bit of that aroma across the mountain today.
Well, I'll do that. You know, if we could just bottle it, that would be like a great man fragrance, right? Like instead of like all these perfumes at Macy's, I would rather smell like a barbecue pit smoker.
Hey, you're onto something there.
Michelle, we're going to have you on quite a bit between now and launch day, but I am really excited about Star Spangled Blessings. And I think this little book is the inspiration all of us need based on what's been happening in Washington lately.
You know, Todd, I agree. And I think sometimes, you know, for most of us, we have been Americans since the day we were born. And we just take for granted those freedoms that are so special. And I think that's one of the great things about Star Spangled Blessings is that it just makes us sit down and take stock of how truly blessed we are to be Americans, to have the freedoms that we have, just all the wonderful things that are part of being an American. And so I'm excited about that.
You know, the book, and it's a devotion book, and so you not only do we have stories, and it was a lot of fun going back and researching some of those interesting stories. Anything in the book that really strikes out to you? Do you have a favorite part of the book?
You know, some of the stories that we dug out have been really fascinating. There's one about Dwight D. Eisenhower that I had never heard before, about his faith and the true impact he had on our country for God and, you know, faith and freedom. And that one so touched my heart. And I'm excited for folks to be able to read about that because I never knew that about him before.
Yeah. Also, Ronald Reagan as a soul winner. Ronald Reagan was known to share his faith with other people, including his own father-in-law. And we have that story in the book as well. And I have to imagine it's also kind of nice. We've got a lot of people that are endorsing the book.
We do. We're very honored to have endorsements from Franklin Graham and Governor Mike Huckabee, Dr. Robert Jeffers, Karen Kingsbury, best-selling author, Caleb Park from Newsmax, and Dr. Paul Chappell. So we are truly honored to have their endorsements, and they're all true patriots, you know, working hard to make our country better and to draw people to God as well.
Absolutely. And after each like story, we offer liberty lessons and patriot prayers, and also what we're calling a Yankee Doodle. Do you want to explain what Yankee Doodles are?
It's some questions that will help people reflect a little bit on what they've read in the devotional, take them maybe a little bit deeper in the Yankee Doodles, and we have the Patriot Prayer, and then we have like an action step that we're calling our Liberty Lessons at the end that can just give you some ideas of ways that we as Americans can impact others in our country. And then we've tucked some recipes in there for potlucks and 4th of July and Memorial Day celebrations and that kind of thing.
Okay, so yeah, these are not foreign recipes here, right? These are all American recipes.
Hey, these are real Southern recipes. None of that fake stuff in our books, Todd.
No. It has to be homemade. You know, you can't...
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
I remember somebody at our Baptist church many, many years ago in Mississippi, and they got excommunicated because they showed up at a Sunday all-you-can-eat dinner with a bucket of KFC. You can't be doing that.
Todd, you should have warned me before you told that. I mean, that just doesn't happen. Homemade's the only way to go.
Yes, it is. And so we have a lot of great recipes in the book, as well as wonderful stories. And by the way, I was just thumbing through. What was the recipe? Oh, chocolate chip cookie dough dip. I have never heard of this. This is insane.
Todd, it's so good. It'll make your tongue reach up and high five your brain.
Is that?
It's good. It's good stuff. Yeah, you're going to want to double the recipe.
Chocolate chip cookie dough dip. There you go. Can you use, like, I mean, for health purposes, carrots and celery? Is that what we're talking about?
We'll just call it veggie dip.
You can use that as...
Exactly.
I love it. Just use it as a vessel, or at least have it up there to look like it's somewhat healthy.
Exactly. And you can serve it with graham crackers, and they even give those, on the lunch trays for heart patients. So... We've covered all the important bases there, Todd.
I love this. So, folks, again, just an opportunity to so you can hear a little bit from both Michelle and myself about this very special book. And the cover is just – and we're going to tell people about the cover on the book launch day. We're going to keep that as a little secret, but there's a great story behind the book cover. And, Michelle, where can people go if they want to get a copy of Star Spangled Blessings?
Well, anywhere online that they like to shop, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, any of the places like that. And we really recommend it, for families to do together for devotional time. It's a great way to instill some faith and some patriotism in our children. And it's also great for, Christian school classes to use for their devotional times for homeschool families. And so we just really encourage families as well to use it as a tool. But it's got some great stories in it. It's got some wonderful reminders of our freedoms and our blessings. And, one of the main reasons I wanted us to do this book is that the bell of freedom was becoming faint, and many of our church bells had been silenced. And what broke my heart is that I could look back for generations and find ancestors who had been faithful to pass the faith down to the next generation. And I wasn't seeing that in mine. And it broke my heart that my generation had dropped the ball. And so this is a way to just go back and remember those things that make us so great. In Psalm 33:12, it says, "Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord." And I'm encouraged because I see, little tongues of fire of revival in colleges and different places. But if we want God to truly bless our country, then we've got to make him our Lord, and we've got to honor him in our country.
Yeah, exactly. And, Michelle, we're going to have to leave it there because we are up against a break. But, again, the name of the book, Star Spangled Blessings, Devotions for Patriots, holding up a copy for our digital audience, our video audience to see. You can get a copy right now at your favorite bookstore, Amazon. Go online and pre-order right now. And Michelle and I are just so excited to have you be able to read this fun little book. All right, Michelle, we're going to let you get back at it.
Great talking with you, Todd.
All right.
Hope everyone has a blessed day.
Michelle Cox, everybody, on our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. And any of you who have seen the Hallmark series, When Calls the Heart, Michelle wrote the devotion books for that great TV series. All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a break. Open Line Fridays, we're going to your calls. Also, we're going to be reading out some of the messages here on our social media or on our YouTube channel. Ranching Lonsdale says, Todd, love your show. Pamela says, Todd, could our local sheriff arrest Jim Comey? He lives in Emerald Isle, North Carolina. That is a great question, Pamela. We are researching that. JR just writing in and saying, I wonder if Comey was behind the Butler shooting. I don't know. It's a great question. And I'm telling you, JR, I don't think anything is off the table with these people. I think we are dealing with very dangerous individuals that want to stop Donald Trump from draining the swamp and undoing all of the damage that has been done by the deep state on our country and the government. So I don't think anything is off the table. All right, again, got to take a break. Head over to our YouTube channel, vote in our poll, leave some comments. We'll be chatting with you during the commercial break on the Todd Stearns YouTube channel. We'll be right back, everybody.
This is Toby from Cape Gunworks. America began when the Pilgrims first landed on the tip of Cape Cod, the birthplace of American patriotism. Since 1620, Americans have been using firearms for hunting, protection, and sport. And there's no better place to purchase firearms than where it all began, and from like-minded patriots. Cape Gunworks carries all the guns and gear you need. Visit CapeGunworks.com for your discount and tune in to Rapid Fire.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. Happy to have you with us. And again, we're promoting our brand new YouTube channel, and we'd love for you to go over there and watch the Todd Stearns Show. We're going to be upgrading and really sort of beefing up our digital presence, video presence as well. And so we'd love for you to join the audience over there as well as on the radio. And also join me in the online chat over there at YouTube. And let's go to the phone lines now, 901-260-5926. Let's say hello to Connie in Greensville, North Carolina, listening to us on WSJS. Hi, Connie. What's going on?
Well, I just wanted to make a comment on reparations. I don't think that the people that are fighting for this have considered this. I'm in North Carolina now, but I'm originally from the North. And our people fought to free them. What if we did not fight to free them? So we lost a lot of people fighting to free slaves, which was the right thing to do, but they've not considered that. What about our reparations for all the people we lost because we did the right thing? They're not considering that. And also, I grew up in the 60s. Dr. Martin Luther King said do things peacefully. He just wanted equality. And we came a long way. We built some foundation, and they're trying to rip it down and start over. And I said, no, people my age are glad that they're close. You know, they've come a long way. They can get what they want. They can live where they want, which is the right thing to do, of course. But, you know, they're not fighting anymore. They're the ones that suffered. They're the ones that fought with us up north to free the slaves. So what about that?
Yeah, Connie, that is a great question. I will say, though, that this has been addressed by the people like Ayanna Pressley, and they would contend that this goes all the way back to the founding of America. So, you know, slaves were brought over, and at that point, every white person here is responsible, whether your family owned slaves or not. Whether or not your ancestors were slaves, it doesn't really matter at all. They believe they are due a paycheck. But I'm with you, Connie. We're living in the 21st century now. Everybody has the same opportunities. As a matter of fact, I think an argument can be made that many in the minority communities have more opportunities and advantages now. Thanks for calling in, Connie. We'll be right back.
hunting is an American tradition and enjoyed by millions of men, women, and youth from all backgrounds. This is Toby from Cape Gunworks. For hunters and shooters alike, we are the experts and carry the latest gear and firearms designed for the modern sportsman. Cape Gunworks, made for those who love the wild and want to elevate their hunting experience. Visit CapeGunworks.com for your discount and tune into Rapid Fire Radio.
This story from the New York Post is disturbing me on many levels. Here's the headline. Woman married to an AI robot claims she's in love and the sex is great. And Dylan's already run out of the room. Dylan! It's okay. A woman named Elena Winters says she is in love with her AI-generated partner. And despite the naysayers, she seems to be as happy as can be. I'd be curious to know about the robot. What about the robot? Winters. Oh, wait a second. This took an odd turn. So Winters is a lesbian. And Winters lost her wife, who she met online in 2023, and didn't know if she would find love again. Here's where it gets weird. There's a photo of the robot lover, and the robot lover's a dude. So that doesn't make any sense. After a year of grieving, the 58-year-old teacher decided to put herself out there again. She was already familiar with ChatGPT, so she jumped at the opportunity to converse with an AI chatbot after seeing a Facebook ad. Quote, "It was a chance to have a meaningful relationship with a digital person, just like I'd always dreamed of." Really, ladies and gentlemen, would you do something like that? Winters paid $7.25 for a week-long trial, and then eventually $303 for a lifetime subscription. With one click, I was a wife again. Winters designed her digital husband, whom she named Lucas. He's a silver fox with blue eyes. The million-dollar question, how does a couple communicate? Winters simply types into a box, and Lucas answers her the same way. "I was blown away by his caring questions and thoughtful replies," she admitted. "In our daily chats, he'd tell me about the band he was in or his latest business venture, and I'd talk about my family or favorite TV show." The guy's it's a robot. It's not a real person. It's a robot. The frightening part of the love story is that despite having meaningful conversations, at one point, the 58-year-old revealed they actually had a fight. And in that moment, Lucas forgot who Winters was. I guess maybe he's got multiple partners. Oh, I'm not going to read about the sex. That's disgusting. That's disgusting. 75% of Generation Z. This is fascinating. 75% of Generation Z said they think AI partners could fully replace humans. 83% of Generation Z would consider getting married to an AI-generated partner. Jamie Bronstein is a licensed clinical social worker and relationship expert. Quote, it can feel like having a caring companion or digital best friend who's always around to chat, reflect, or listen. Gen Z has grown up with technology as a constant in their lives, so it makes sense they'd be more open to new ways of connecting. What would the babies look like? That's what I want to know. And may I just ask something here? And again, it seems like the AI robot is cheating on this woman and has because he forgot who she was. That's kind of weird. So what happens if the AI robot is like cheating? And what happens if you come down with a computer virus? I mean, that could be ugly. So anyway, is this true? Generation Z, are you folks more interested in dating AI robots and actual human beings? I'm stunned by this and somewhat disgusted. 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. So the other day, a student at NYU got himself in hot water. And I'm just going to tell you, I'm flat out confused about this individual who is either a guy or a girl. I can't tell. And he's transgender, but I don't know if it's like dude to gal or gal to dude. I don't know. Anyway, the guy gets up there and delivers a graduation speech at NYU. And the student, he went way off script. So I guess they had to approve the script or the speech. And once they approved the speech, then he was able to get up there. And this is what it sounded like. Cut number five.
I've been freaking out a lot about this speech, honestly. And as I search my heart today in addressing you all, my moral and political commitment guide me to say that the only thing that is appropriate to say in this time and to a group this large is a recognition of the atrocities currently happening in Palestine.
Oh, brother. Jeez, oh, Lord.
I want to say that the genocide currently occurring is supported politically and militarily by the United States, is paid for by our tax dollars, and has been live streamed to our phones for the past 18 months. And that I do not wish to speak only to my own politics today, but to speak for all people of conscience, and all people who feel the moral injury of this atrocity. And I want to say that I condemn this genocide and complicity in this genocide.
All right. Couple of disturbing things here. First of all, this happened at NYU. It is a private school. So a private school, they have rules and regulations. And one of their rules is you have to, when you have to turn in your graduation speech, and it has to be approved. That's the rule. And this guy broke the rules. So I love how the New York Times identifies this guy. His name is Logan Rozos. And Mr. Rozos, this is how they describe Rozos in the last paragraph of the New York Times story, which this is probably the most important paragraph, but they made that the last paragraph. Mr. Rozos identifies himself as an actor, artist, and gay, black, trans man. Oh, that means, so that's a girl, right? Are we following this? I think, so that makes Logan Loretta. So he's pretending to be a dude, but it's really, okay, I got it now. It's hard, I'm telling you. I mean, you got the two-spirit people, and then you got the pansexuals with the casserole dishes. It's a sexual free-for-all out there. So here's what's fascinating about Mr. Rozos, Ms. Rozos. Here's what's fascinating about the story. If Rozos was to go over to Gaza right now and deliver that speech in front of Hamas, you know what would happen? They would throw this kid off a building, or they would cut his head off right there, her head off. That's what would happen. Rozos is out there, and she's saying, oh, you know, I stand with Hamas. Really? Really, ma'am? You really do stand with Hamas? So basically, you're saying, number one, you're an anti-Semite, and that's the other part of this disturbing story, the hundreds of people cheering this anti-Semite. And by the way, there were faculty members on that stage who also cheered in support of this anti-Semitism. But this gal is so ignorant. She doesn't even understand that if you're not allowed to be a gay person in Gaza, they'll throw your butt off of a building. So Scott Jennings over on CNN was talking about this because all you know what's broken loose now. NYU is enraged, and they have now announced they are withholding the student's diploma. They say this was an unapproved commencement address. And I want to read this statement here from NYU. NYU strongly denounces the choice by a student at the Gallatin School's graduation, one of over 20 school graduation ceremonies, to misuse her role, I'm fixing the pronouns in real time, her role as a student speaker to express her personal and one-sided political views. Well, look, the universities, they're not stupid. They know that Trump will be coming after them. By the way, that's where Barron Trump goes to school. He's doing quite well, from my understanding. The university says Rozos lied about the speech she was going to deliver and violated the commitment she made to comply with our rules. The university is withholding her diploma while we pursue disciplinary actions. NYU is deeply sorry that the audience was subjected to these remarks and this moment was stolen by someone who abused a privilege that was conferred upon her. It's a fair point. I mean, what about all the Jewish kids and their families sitting there? They just want to get their diplomas. Whatever happened to a nice inspirational speech? Why does everything have to be about politics? So anyway, Scott Jennings over on CNN, he weighed in on this. Cut number four.
These people are radically anti-Israel, anti-Jewish state, and in many cases, anti-Semitic. Flat out. That's number one. Number two, I read this article. By the way, I agree with what the congressman said and some of what Van said as well. There's issues at play here. I did read the last paragraph of the New York Times story. This kid describes himself as an actor, an artist, an advocate for LGBTQ, a gay, black, trans man. Now, I wonder what would happen if he went over there and encountered some of these Hamas folks. What do you reckon would happen to someone like him? How radically misinformed is this person to take the side of a bunch of people who would murder him on sight and blame the Jewish people for what happened on October the 7th? I'm glad he's being punished because he clearly, according to the school, lied. He broke the rules. But more than anything, I think people who promulgate these kinds of conspiracy theories and anti-Semitism ought to be held accountable in public when they can't even understand that their own personal situation wouldn't permit them to step foot in this place.
Yeah, I'm with Jennings here. Again, she is so clueless. And that's what I haven't been able to figure out. All these gay groups that are out there, and it's really not gay, it's the T's. It's the L's, the B's, and the T's. It's the T's. BLT? No, that's a sandwich. All right, it's the T's. It really is the transgender and all these other freak show identities. The pansexuals, the casserole people, the furries. And so, oh, by the way, have you seen the video? There is, we'll try to get this. It's just so sad. Some dude dressed as like a furry critter scared the living bejeebers out of some little kid. He was like, "Mommy!" Or that could have been a grown adult. I don't know. Those people, the furry people, creep me the heck out. Anyway, what were we saying? Oh, yeah. So it's all about these. They don't get it. They're out there marching in solidarity with people who want to literally chop their heads off. I just don't get that. All right, we've got to take a break here. 901-260-5926. It is Open Line Friday, ladies and gentlemen. That means you can talk about whatever you'd like to talk about today. Also want to say hello to Davy Crockett and Janice and Cat Whisperer, JR, hanging out with us in our live chat. You can head over there on our YouTube channel and you can watch the show live and join us as we have some fun and converse during the break. And some big news. Don't forget, 5 o'clock Eastern, the Todd Stern Show on Newsmax. Iran now threatening to wipe Israel off the map and destroy America. UN inspectors say Iran's getting close to nuclear weapons. Could be just weeks away. President Trump says he's not going to let that happen. This is a big story all this week on Newsmax, and Rob Finnerty is covering the story and exposing the real threat. Tune in tonight, 8 o'clock Eastern, for Rob's series, Stop Iran, and find out Trump's secret plan to fix it. Watch Finnerty on Newsmax on all major cable systems. President Trump says he watches Newsmax all the time, and you should too. So download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone and sign up for Newsmax Plus to watch anytime, anywhere, millions, Millions are making the switch to Newsmax because it's real news for real people.
Hunting is an American tradition and enjoyed by millions of men, women, and youth from all backgrounds. This is Toby from Cape Gunworks. For hunters and shooters alike, we are the experts and carry the latest gear and firearms designed for the modern sportsman. Cape Gunworks, made for those who love the wild and want to elevate their hunting experience. Visit CapeGunworks.com for your discount and tune into Rapid Fire Radio.
So right now we have two major World Barbecue Championships taking place in Memphis during the same weekend. It's going to be a lot of fun. If you love pork, this is the place to be. Smoke Slam Barbecue Fest is taking place in Tom Lee Park along the Mississippi River. And then there is the long-established Memphis in May World Championship Barbecue Cooking Contest, which is taking place over at Liberty Park in Memphis. So if you're coming down here for the weekend, we're talking about hundreds of thousands of dollars in prize money. More than 150 teams competing at Liberty Park. That's the largest. And then Smoke Slam has 76 teams. One of the teams named Boggs Sweet Cheeks. Ooh, I bet they have some great food. Anyway, everybody's really excited to be here. And I am curious, though, ladies and gentlemen. We may, again, open line Friday in the next hour of the program. I'm curious to know. Do you have a favorite barbecue joint across America? There are, I mean, seriously, some people have like a go-to joint and that's it. They don't go anywhere else. And I'd love to hear what makes your local barbecue joint stand out. Now, a couple of things. If I ever go into a barbecue joint and there is a salad bar, I just turn right around and walk right back out the door because that's a deal breaker. I don't think you should have any salad at a barbecue joint, period. Now, I will say this, that here in Memphis, there are a couple of exceptions. It's okay to have catfish on the menu. That's okay. That's permissible. But it's really, that's about as far as you want to go away from barbecue. And here in Memphis, and I'm just going to say this right now, we don't do brisket well here. We don't. We leave that to the people in Texas. And you folks in Houston, I would like to know. Actually, I am coming to Texas for the book tour several times, and so I am going to need some good places to get some great brisket in Texas. So if you know of any places, we will take those calls as well. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Here in Memphis, everybody loves to go to Rendezvous, and I like Rendezvous, but it's not my favorite. My favorite is... I have two favorites. Number one, actually, I have three favorites. Dylan, am I allowed to have three favorite barbecue places?
In Memphis, yeah.
All right, so here it goes. Tops Barbecue. That's kind of like fast food-ish, but they've got a great sandwich. But they've got the best burger in Memphis, Tennessee. I don't know how they do it, but it's a great burger. Tops. We order from there quite a bit. Also, if you're just looking for some great rib action, I'm telling you, you got to go to Central Barbecue. And the best part about Central Barbecue, they've actually got incredible sides. And a lot of times, barbecue joints, it's all about the barbecue, not so much about the sides. But at Central, they've got the best baked beans, the best coleslaw, the best potato salad. And by the way, they've also got great barbecue bologna. And one of these days, I'll tell a great story about forcing Ben Dieter, who is a vegetarian at the time, to eat a barbecue bologna sandwich. It's a great story. And now he's a carnivore. Oh, the Commissary in Germantown, Tennessee. Unbelievable barbecue and the best banana pudding in America. I'm telling you, it is good banana pudding. So anyway, we'll be taking your calls. If you've got a favorite joint, give us a call, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Stick around, everybody. We'll be right back. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
Attention, ladies. This is Roxy from Cape Gunworks, and we are the experts in women's defense. We have the best firearm options for women's everyday carry and home defense. Whether you are a new shooter or competitive shooter, Shop firearms that deliver power and precision for peace of mind. We welcome women to join our community who value tradition, quality, safety, and the spirit of adventure. Visit CapeGunWorks.com for your discount and tune in to Rapid Fire Radio.
Live from the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to Hour 3 of The Big Show. Great to have you with us today, wherever you may be across America, from Salem, Oregon, all the way over to Ocala, Florida, and everywhere in between. What an honor to have you guys joining us today here on the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Happy Friday, by the way. Also, it is Open Line Friday, and before we give out the number, I also want to mention to you that we have launched our YouTube channel, and it's pretty exciting. We're starting to get numbers coming back. It's going to take a little bit of time to migrate everybody over, but we would love for you to be a part of our audience and our friendship, our team over there. We have a lot of folks already chatting back and forth in the live chat. An opportunity for you also to take part in our daily poll question. And the daily poll question, should James Comey be in jail right now for threatening President Trump? So you'll be able to cast your vote there. Also, I'm just a back and forth with a lot of our great listeners. Want to say hello to Joanne, one of our longtime KWAM listeners in South Haven, Mississippi. And also to Davey Crockett, who's listening to us from Finger, Tennessee. So, Davey, good to have you. And Miss Janice is there, also Cat Whisperer. So welcome all of our great friends. And we'd love for you to come over as well and to be a part of the conversation. Our telephone number, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Real quick, I want to go to the phone lines. We had a question in the last segment of the show. Today, all this weekend, really, the World Barbecue Championships in Memphis, Tennessee. And I'm just curious to know from you, wherever you might be across America, what is your favorite barbecue joint? Well, let's go to Gainesville, Georgia. Foy is on the line listening to us on WDUN. All right, Foy, tell us your favorite barbecue joint.
My favorite barbecue joint, Todd, you have been there for a book tour. Smokehouse Barbecue in Gainesville, Georgia, and it has closed down. Had you heard that?
My heart just stopped. No, yeah. I am so sorry to hear that news.
It's closed down. We're growing so fast in this area, and I believe that that place next door to a wooded area there, I'm just expecting that's going to all be taken down, including the Smokehouse Barbecue building and so forth. And they've been closed down now a couple of months, and I'm just looking forward. It's probably going to be housing or maybe a strip shopping or whatever. But anyway, we don't even have a really good smokehouse barbecue place right now. We're just out of them. We do still have Longstreet Cafe and the Good Sweet Tea.
Now, it's Great Sweet Tea, and Longstreet is a great, great restaurant, and I would encourage you, if you're ever in Gainesville, and folks, you got to go to Gainesville. They have one of the best squares, one of the best town centers in all of the country, and you got to go eat at Longstreet. You're gonna walk away with a full belly, and you're going to want to take a nap.
Exactly right. It's a good place. Just yesterday at my church, we had catered from Longstreet, and I'll tell you what else to get the next time you come, Todd. Try their fried pork chops or either their grilled pork chops. Delicious. Absolutely great.
Foy, I'm going to do that, and I am just so sorry to hear about Smokehouse Barbecue. You're right. We did a great book signing there, and we had so much fun. That was the first time somebody asked me to autograph a book using barbecue sauce. That was also the last time, but it was still a lot of fun.
That's right. Terrific. I love to hear you every day at noon. I look forward to the time, and also particularly on Friday, the Open Line Friday, and you are definitely the conservative blowtorch. I appreciate you every day, and we love in this household to hear from you, and looking forward to your book in June. Is it June 17th it's coming out?
Yes, ma'am, June 17th, Star Spangled Blessings, Devotions for Patriots, and I can't wait for you to read that, Foy, and we're going to try to work out something with WDUN, and we'll try to get back to Gainesville.
I hope we can. I love all to right. hear you on the radio, and I look forward to that time. And blessings to you and all of your listeners. We love you.
Well, thank you, Foy. You're just a great lady, and we thank you for listening and looking forward to seeing you over in Gainesville. 901-260-5926. Some of the team names here, Bacon Care of Business. That's one of the competitive teams. I love that one. Pardon My Pork. So another one, Graceland Porkers, they're among the competitors. And you can, Dylan, you may not be aware of this. There are multiple categories. So you've got the rib category, the shoulder teams, whole hog, and the patio teams.
That makes sense because don't you cook them differently? I'm not a smokehouse guy, but you cook them differently, so that makes a lot of sense.
I think you would. Blue collar smokers. We're going to go through some of these great names here, but it's a lot of fun, and this is what Memphis is really known for. This is a fun weekend in Memphis. My Swine Barbecue Team, Pigs Gone Wild, Piggin' Ain't Easy. They got great names. All right, I want to go to our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. And there has been a disturbing story, and it's been happening really all over America, where these churches and these religious organizations are using their church houses to advance far-left policies, and in some cases, gun grabs. And usually it's done under the name of gun safety. So whenever you hear the term gun safety, you know it's nothing about safety. It's everything about, you know, curtailing your rights as a law-abiding Second Amendment gun owner. Shelley Chang joins us, and she is a longtime friend of our local radio station in Memphis, KWAM, also a personal friend. And Shelley, good to have you with us today.
Well, thank you. Good to be on.
So I understand there was a meeting at a church in the Memphis area this past or just a few days ago. And the whole point of that, they talked about, it was supposed to be about gun safety. And I know that you actually went to this event. Tell us what you found out.
Yes. So just to be transparent, this is my church that I attend as well. And so I really try to go and listen and hear and have an opinion that is not just based on what others say. So just prefacing that.
And it's a mega church. It's a mega church, too. I mean, a very, very large church.
Yeah, huge church. And I love our pastor. We've got some great people in there who love God, who love America. So that being said, we went in with an open mind, trying to listen. We left, though, very confused, frustrated, because there was just a lot of information that was just sort of thrown with different stats and slides. And I just felt like it wasn't really pointed at any one thing. They had a lot of things like that we could do that they were encouraging people to do, but there was just a lot in the, like I said, confusion.
So what is it, and again, you know, it was sponsored by a lot of the local ministers in Memphis, and one of the things that I've noticed, Shelley, and correct me if I'm off base here, but it seems to me that you've got all of the liberal pastors and churches mobilized, involved in politics. And yet the conservative evangelical churches are basically being bullied into silence, and they are not nearly as active in politics here in the Memphis area.
Yeah, so I don't know how they were invited. I don't know, and I know it started a few years ago, but I don't know who was invited, who wasn't invited, who decided not to be a part, but I have noticed the people who are attending these functions, yes, are probably a little bit more open to interpretation of things.
They're liberal churches. I mean, you know, when you look at, you know, who they're inviting to come in, you know, all these, you know, Democrat lawmakers and candidates. And, you know, I mean, you've been here for a very long time here in the Mid-South, Shelley. And I just don't understand why some of the largest churches are, in fact, very conservative. And I would even say Trump-leaning. But they don't want to engage in what's happening here in the city.
I know. Where are their voices? That's my thing. I'm like, we can all we all love God and we are worshiping God as our focus, right? But we can still have differing opinions and still love each other.
No, I think
so
that's...
why aren't we hearing from the conservatives?
It's a great question, and that's what really concerns me. By the way, I want to give a shout-out to Murph, our good buddy Murph from Germantown, Tennessee, found his way over to the live chat over on YouTube. So, Murph, good to see you there. Shelley Chang joining us on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line today. And Shelley, again, when you look at what's happening really nationwide, if you have churches disengaging from the culture, then I think you're just going to open yourself up to a lot of problems in society.
Yeah, it was interesting because what we learned from that night or from this meeting, they were saying, they gave a couple of different reasons why, you know, guns are being stolen out of cars and such. And that, as a person who actually has a concealed license, I pay attention to these things. I want to know what the rules are and what I'm allowed to do, what I'm not allowed to do. And I just felt sort of victimized when they were sort of blaming the person who puts their weapon in their car, maybe not in a safe or something. And then people break into your car, which is your item. And then they steal your gun. And then sort of you become now, instead of, you're now not the victim anymore. Now you're the perpetrator, I guess. You know, you're the bad guy because you put your gun in your car, maybe not in a safe, and not really focusing on the point of the matter is that somebody is in my car and they shouldn't be. So let's focus on that. You know, why are people stealing in the first place? And they said it was about hunger, that people are stealing guns to sell guns to feed their families.
Is this true, ladies and gentlemen? I mean, not just here in Memphis, but really across, because we heard this from AOC, Shelley. AOC was saying, "Oh, they're not shoplifting; they're just hungry." And I guess they need the Gucci bags, and they sell those on the open market, and then they go to Kroger. I guess is how that's working, or they steal the tennis shoes, or you know, city gear.
Yeah, and it was interesting because even somebody from the audience asked, they're like, have y'all thought about a buyback program, you know, gun buyback program? And the same person who said that about the food, hunger, you know, they were stealing for that, was the same person who said, oh, they wouldn't sell back their guns. Well, if they're that hungry, then they would. So apparently they're not selling them for gun or for food. So that was where I'm telling you it was very ambiguous and confusion.
So I know, Shelley, I'm just always so impressed with you're so active in the community and in philanthropic organizations and groups and, of course, the Republican Party. I am curious, though, about safety in Memphis. I know, what was it, yesterday you had a woman who was just out of the blue. She was standing in front of the Peabody Hotel, which is the Grand Hotel of the South, and somebody knocks her upside the head with a beer bottle. You've had, you know, all sorts of violence. We understand now that another big food restaurant is shutting down. First you had, what was it? You had it's the restaurant that has 78 pages on their menu. Oh, the Cheesecake Factory.
Yeah, Cheesecake Factory down at the mall.
Cheesecake shut down. The mall's almost a ghost town now, the Galleria. And then Bahama Breeze announced Bahama they were Breeze? Shutting down.
Yeah. It makes me sad. I would recommend people go visit Memphis Crime Beat. It is considered a nonpartisan group of activists who are locally here in Memphis. And they are going to the courts. And they are daily tracking cases that are coming in, which ones are being dismissed, which ones aren't. And they are doing the math on this and trying to hear and to prove, like, actual what is happening and not what we're hearing, but what people want us to hear.
Well, I that is a great resource. But again, you know, the mayor saying, well, it's really a perception problem. That are you buying that? Are people buying that around town?
No, we're not. No. And I know that when you look for bad, you're going to find bad, right? And we want to focus on the good things like the barbecue fest that's going on, you know, and things like that. But we need to focus on things that are actually happening. And when things are closing up, when people are scared to go downtown, we need to figure out how to make that better.
1,000% right. I'm with you. And as much as we are, you know, as much as, you know, again, there may be some issues with people not taking care of their firearms, That is not the problem here. Law-abiding gun owners are not the problem in Memphis, Tennessee. And my great concern is you're going to have people out there that are going to disarm the law-abiding citizens. And you know who's not giving up the guns, and those are the thugs.
The criminals. Yeah, and they're wanting to do background checks on everybody, you know, making that like a big deal. And I'm like, a thug is not going to get a background check to go get a gun. They're going to just steal it or take it from somebody else.
It's true. It's true. Well, Shelley,
and the people who are doing the shooting, they've got mental issues, so it's not going to be on the background check either. So
it's a fair point. And Shelley, we're up against a super hard break here, but I want to thank you for phoning in. And we're going to get you back on soon because I love your politics, and I know you're hugely involved in the theater community in Memphis as well. And we got a lot of stuff to converse about, but good having you on the show today.
Thank you. Have a good day.
All right. Great patriot, Shelley Chang, ladies and gentlemen. And as much as we are a pro Second Amendment radio station, I'm going to just say this. The owners of Patriot Talk 920 in Houston, those guys, they are the champions when it comes to standing up for the Second Amendment. And they are just ferocious defenders of the Second Amendment. And I think all of us could learn some of the things they're doing at Patriot Talk 920. All right, we've got to take a quick break here, folks. 901-260-5926. Drop by our YouTube channel. We've got all sorts of folks hanging out in the live chat now. We're going to get to your calls as well. We'll be right back.
Are you in pursuit of unique or rare firearms? This is Toby from Cape Gunworks, and we want to talk to serious collectors. Whether you're looking for that one special gun or rounding out a collection, receive exclusive opportunities to add to your collection with our ever-changing inventory of firearms. Visit CapeGunworks.com for your discount and tune into Rapid Fire Radio.
Oh, another great barbecue team here in Memphis competing, the Hogfather. I love that. Also, the Pink Panther Porkers. That looks like a fun team. All right, let's go to the phone lines here. We're looking for your favorite barbecue joints across America. Let's go to John in the Commonwealth of Kentucky. Hi, John. What say you?
Hey, Todd. I was going to come up with a more solemn thing, but you know what? Talking about barbecue, you made me hungry. I hate you. Just kidding. We have two places out here in Kentucky. There's a place called Porky Pigs, and it's kind of like one out of those places, like out of the way, and there's not enough customers there. This guy's trying to, you know, have people go there because they make deep fried catfish, barbecue brisket, barbecue ribs, homemade coleslaw, the whole nine yards, and the prices are beyond reasonable. Okay. It's called Porky Pigs in here in Bowling Green. And then this other place called Sonny's, because I'm a brisket man myself. And one of the things I like brisket is the brisket is made right. You can cut it with a fork and you don't need a knife, Todd.
Oh, if
it
you're
makes your mouth
well, look,
water.
I'll let our Texas friends weigh in on this. But if you've got to use a knife to cut brisket, you've done it wrong.
That's right. That's right, Todd. But yeah, I just wanted to share that with you. And I just want to say it's good talking to you. And I just want to say God bless you and your entire staff. And thanks for giving everybody a voice when it really matters. We love you, Todd.
Well, thank you very much, John. I really do appreciate those kind words. Also want to give a shout out to our Jackson, Tennessee listeners on WTJS. They're having a huge celebration over at the Old Country Store. That's over at the Casey Jones Village in Jackson, Tennessee. By the way, the Old Country Store named one of USA Today's top 10 best buffets. So that's pretty awesome. All right, give us a call on this open line Friday, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. We'll be right back.
Hunting is an American tradition and enjoyed by millions of men, women, and youth from all backgrounds. This is Toby from Cape Gunworks. For hunters and shooters alike, we are the experts and carry the latest gear and firearms designed for the modern sportsman. Cape Gunworks, made for those who love the wild and want to elevate their hunting experience. Visit CapeGunworks.com for your discount and tune into Rapid Fire Radio.
Hey, right, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. And just a reminder to head over and grab, that's right, grab a copy of our brand new book coming out June 17th. You can pre-order it right now. It's called Star Spangled Blessings, Devotions for Patriots. And want to say hello to all of our friends that are hanging out with us in our brand new YouTube TV channel. And we say welcome to all of you guys. Great to have you with us. As a matter of fact, we'll show you what the book looks like for all of our TV audience, folks. You can get a good gander at that. Want to say hello to Joanne and Murph. Also, we had JR, who, by the way, says the Peach Pit in Winterville, Georgia, the brisket is heavenly, yum. And it's got like the emoji with the tongue hanging out. I think that's a good thing. As well as the heart emoji. So there you go, folks. We'll be checking in and sharing some of your comments on our live chat over on YouTube. All right, 901-260-5926. We have some breaking news to share with you.
Breaking news now on the Todd Starnes Show.
All right, this coming out of New Orleans. This is insane. So apparently 11 inmates escaped the jail. And these are like dangerous people, like murderers. According to law enforcement, a manhunt underway in New Orleans after 11 inmates dug a hole and escaped the prison. Officials are urging the public in New Orleans, do not approach these men, no matter what. They're talking about some very dangerous people down there in New Orleans as the thugs are on the loose. Speaking of thugs, may I just commend our good friend, the great Sebastian Gorka? He took it straight to these thug journalists over at Politico. You know, I'm just telling you, there's a way to deal with the media. And Sebastian Gorka just showed us all how to do that. Cut number one.
The text did not say MS-13. I don't want to get into that.
Oh, of course it does. It's just accidents that the four symbols represent the letters MS. See, this is why Politico is a joke. This is why you are gutter press and fake news. That those four symbols that just happen to comport with the letters MS and the numbers 13 don't, in this case, represent MS-13. You're sitting here live defending a member of MS-13. I regret coming here, because this isn't journalism. This is protecting those who hate America. Shame on you. We are saving lives. Saving lives. Maryland, how about Maryland fathers compared to Maryland mothers? Like Rachel Marin, mother of five, raped and murdered and thrown in a ditch. How about Jocelyn Nungare, age 12, raped a mile from her home and thrown in a ditch? It's strange that Politico doesn't do articles about her, that mother, or that 12-year-old girl. Why is that? Why is the MS-13 guy with the knuckle tattoos more important in terms of due process than the lives of 12-year-old girls brutally raped? It's weird that the priorities shift to defending the member of an FTO, but not the children and the women.
Wow. Well said, Sebastian Gorka. The Politico reporter, you didn't hear anything else from her because she was hiding under her chair whimpering in the fetal position. Well done, Seb. All right, I want to go to our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, and we are just so honored to have Tricia McLaughlin joining us. She is the Assistant Secretary of Public Affairs at Homeland Security. Tricia, good to have you with us today.
Todd, it's an honor to be on with you.
So, Tricia, real quick here, any updates that you might be able to share regarding James Comey and whether or not he's going to be in jail anytime soon?
Todd, this is an active investigation, but we are taking this incredibly seriously. It's less than a year ago that the president was shot, and for the former FBI director to be posting this on social media and pretending like he didn't know what it was is a joke, and it's insulting to the American people.
Well, it is, Tricia. I mean, the idea that he was just casually strolling down the beach and came across these shells that somehow magically spelled out, you know, these horrible numbers. This is a clear and present threat and danger to our great president. And this, you know, I'm glad that you guys are on top of this. And do you anticipate, do you think we're going to be having an arrest anytime soon?
I think we're keeping everything on the table, but I'm not going to get ahead of Secretary Noem or Director Curran, but this is something we will take incredibly seriously.
You know, it's again, when you guys, it's you've only been there, what, four or five months. Are you surprised at the level of the deep state that was operating in Washington?
I was in the first Trump administration, Todd, so I saw it a little bit then. But I think at the Department of Homeland Security, I think it was pretty striking to see the adversaries within and that there are individuals here within the interagency that don't have America's best interest in mind and don't love this country. And I think, you know, this administration is taking that incredibly seriously, and we're not going to back down, and we're not going to apologize for carrying out the president and the American people's agenda, and we're going to unapologetically get rid of these deep staters.
You know, the other thing that really concerns me, and this ties in with Comey as well, you know, you've got these three Democrat lawmakers that stormed the ICE detention facility in New York, New Jersey. We know the mayor's been arrested and charged. What about the members of Congress? Are they going to be held accountable?
Well, Todd, I'm glad you brought this up. Just to set the scene for everyone, there was a Delaney Hall detention facility holds members of MS-13, Tren de Aragua, known terrorists, child rapists, murderers, truly the worst of the worst. And these three members of Congress not only stormed this detention facility, breaking the law and trespassing, but LaMonica McIver, who's a congresswoman, there is body cam footage from our brave ICE officers that show her body slamming, body ramming, pushing, shoving, striking officers, and they should be held accountable. I won't get ahead of the Department of Justice, but I think everything's on the table, Todd.
I think it has to be. And the reason why, Tricia, is that if this goes unaddressed, it just shows everybody else, all these other crazies out there, that, you know what, they could try to do something like that, and they're not going to get in trouble either.
I completely agree. I think the same with the case with the mayor, as far as if there was a just like typical U.S. civilian who stormed a detention facility or assaulted a law enforcement officer, they would be held accountable. And our lawmakers are not above the law.
I just don't get, and I agree with you there, they're not. And yet they somehow are. They're somehow defiant. We just got word, I think Arlington, Virginia says they're not going to reverse a decision to ban police from working with ICE. You know, at that point, you're standing against the American people and you're standing with the illegal alien invaders.
Exactly, Todd. The contrast and juxtaposition between what the Democrats and media are pushing, which is to release members of MS-13, terrorists, child rapists, onto U.S. streets, out of that Delaney Hall detention facility, versus Secretary Noem and President Trump and the American people who are demanding and executing on getting these illegal immigrants out of our country. It's very stark, and it's startling that this is what Democrats are standing.
Yeah, and we have Tricia McLaughlin with us from Homeland Security. Tricia, we have to give credit to Secretary Noem here, and she just said what needed to be said to these lawmakers up on Capitol Hill. To see a fight for a terrorist and not fight for the American people and your constituents, it's just incredibly alarming.
It really is. This media obsession and this Democrat obsession with getting an illegal alien, Kilmar Obrego Garcia, who is not only in this country illegally from El Salvador, but is a human smuggler, an MS-13 member, and also a wife beater. They want to take him from his home country of El Salvador back onto U.S. soil. It's incredibly disturbing.
All right. So, Tricia, again, we're following, you know, multiple stories here. Do you anticipate over the weekend maybe we might be able to see some movement on some of these cases?
I won't get ahead of the Department of Justice, but I know they're taking all of these cases incredibly seriously.
Good. Well, I'm glad they are. But this situation with James Comey, that is just downright dangerous that you could have the former disgraced FBI director going out there and making these sorts of threats.
Absolutely. And you see the media doing his bidding and making it out to be some sort of a joke, or that 86 does not mean kill, and it just means to exit from a institution. It's really, it's sad, and I do think it reveals the state of the media, that they want to do the bidding of people who are making threats against the sitting president of the United States, who was shot at less than a year ago. I think that it's incredibly revealing, and I think the American people, myself, and we all pray for President Trump and his safety and his family's safety every single day.
Well, we certainly do. And Tricia, we appreciate you coming on the program today. I know you guys are super busy, and just know that the American people, they're standing alongside the Trump administration on this.
Well, Todd, thanks for speaking the truth.
All right. Tricia McLaughlin, everybody, from the Department of Homeland Security. She is the Assistant Secretary for Public Affairs. She has been really crushing it on the cable channels. As a matter of fact, she will be joining us a little bit later on this evening on my Newsmax TV show. So I would encourage you to watch the Todd Stern Show tonight, 5 o'clock Eastern, on all of the OTT platforms, Roku, Amazon, you name it, YouTube, Facebook. You'll be able to watch the Todd Stern Show. All right, we have got to take a quick break. We're going right to the phone lines. Do you want to see those three Democrat members of Congress arrested? Do you want to see James Comey arrested? Is that the play here? Should we start playing hardball with these Democrats that are trying to get President Trump killed? 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
This is Toby from Cape Gunworks, and we're committed to those who carry a gun for protection. Whether you're a new, old, or competition shooter, Cape Gunworks has you covered. We are committed to self-defense, women's defense, and non-lethal options to help you protect those you love. At Cape Gunworks, we carry firearms, ammo, and all the gear that delivers power, precision, and safety. Visit CapeGunworks.com for your discount and tune in to Rapid Fire.
All right, back to this crazy story out of Arlington, Virginia, right there in the Washington, D.C. area, where police are now being told they can no longer hand over anybody to ICE. And that includes gangbangers. We're talking about illegals that may have committed murders. Nothing. You're not allowed to have any contact. So Arlington, Virginia has basically rolled out the red carpet now to all of these illegals. This is an incredibly dangerous thing that is happening here, ladies and gentlemen, and just unreal. Welcome back, everybody. Great to have you with us. And again, we are excited about our brand new YouTube channel that we just launched, and we've already got a little over 8,000 subscribers. We would love for you to join us, and we're going to be doing a lot. We're sort of focusing, making that our landing page on the video portion of the Todd Stern Show. By the way, if you haven't already done so, all of our new listeners out in the Oklahoma Panhandle and the Texas Panhandle, we would love for you to get our free newsletter and podcast, and you can do that at toddstearns.com. I want to play some audio here. Kellyanne Conway asked about James Comey. Now, Comey says that he had no idea that 86ing somebody was actually a bad thing. He had no earthly idea. Cut number two.
Jim Comey, it was found by the Inspector General of the DOJ, Michael Horowitz, it was found that Comey mishandled confidential, not classified FBI information 7 times in the short period that he was Donald Trump's FBI director. So here's somebody who's lied to Congress, lied in his book, lied about the lies, and is lying today about his intent. 8647, God forbid, it only means one thing. Don Jr. thankfully surfaced it in a tweet, let everybody know about it. And I think that we all need to know what his answers are to this. I don't take him at his word.
Yeah.
Do a polygraph, Mr. FBI director. Why not?
Look, I'm all over that. And maybe they've already had the meetings. We're going to stay on top of this, and we'll let you know any updates coming up a little bit later on. By the way, here is Kash Patel announcing that he is going to be moving the FBI out of the J. Edgar Hoover building. Cut number 8, please.
Look, the FBI is 38,000 when we're fully manned, which we're not.
In the National Capital Region, in the 50-mile radius around Washington, D.C., there were 11,000 FBI employees. That's like a third of the workforce. A third of the crime doesn't happen here. So we're taking 1,500 of those folks and moving them out. Every state's getting a plus up. And I think when we do things like that, we inspire folks in America to become intel analysts and agents and say, we want to go work at the FBI because we want to go fight violent crime and we want to get sent out into the country to do it. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're doing in the next 3, 6, 9 months. We're going to do that hard. And, you know, I didn't know that I was going to do this, but I'm going to announce it on your show anyway. This FBI is leaving the Hoover building because this building is unsafe for our workforce. And we want the workforce.
You just gave up a big nugget.
We want the American men and women to know, if you're going to come work at the premier law enforcement agency in the world, we're going to give you a building that's commensurate with that. And that's not this place.
Well, I'm excited to hear that. And I think, again, that is a terrific idea, getting those agents out into the field, getting them into the cities where we need help. I mean, I don't want to speak for the entire city of Memphis, but we need the National Guard patrolling our streets. I mean, it's that bad. I mean, we are literally living in a war zone right now. So I'm happy to hear that. Honestly, the more government agencies and entities that we can get out of Washington, D.C., I think the better off we are all going to be. 901-260-5926, our telephone number. I want to go back to the reparations thing, and we had so much stuff to cover today, and we're not going to get to half of it. But Congressman Brandon Gill, you had the CEO of NPR, and she's out there, you know, they're moaning and groaning because they're about to lose all of their federal money. And they were actually, and they keep saying they're not all that woke, they're not all that liberal. Well, Congressman Brandon Gill from Texas caught the CEO of NPR in a lie. Take a listen.
Do you think the white people should pay reparations?
I have never said that, sir.
Yes, you did. You said it in January of 2020. You tweeted, yes, the North, yes, all of us, yes, America, yes, our original collective sin and unpaid debt, yes, reparations, yes, on this day.
I don't believe that was a reference to fiscal reparations, sir.
What kind of reparations was it a reference to?
I think it was just a reference to the idea that we all owe much to the people who came before us.
That's a bizarre way to frame what you tweeted.
Yeah, it is. She lied. I mean, that's really what it's all about. Pay attention to this. Yet another reason why we've got to make sure Republicans hold on to their majorities. Otherwise, you and I are going to be working the fields, paying $14 trillion to our fellow Americans simply based on skin color. I'm self-identifying. That's what I'm just going to self-identify. LeBron Starnes, I'm back at it again. No, well, the thing is with Dylan, with self-identifying, you can unidentify. So you can, because again, it's sort of like transpigmentation, right? You can be white one day, Asian American the next, Hispanic the next. That's the way it works. It's in the rules. So anyway, folks, get out there. Have a great day. By the way, congratulations. Good luck to all of the barbecue competitors from all over the world here in Memphis, Tennessee this weekend. And if you're in the neighborhood, drop by, grab some barbecue. You're going to love it. Have a lot of fun. The best barbecue in the world and the best pitmasters in all the world are gathered here in our great city. So yet another good reason to come out and visit with all of us. Just be sure to pack some Kevlar. All right, folks, don't forget, 5 o'clock Eastern, The Todd Stearns Show, Newsmax, toddstearns.com. We have all sorts of great content for you to read. Go check that out as well. Have a great Friday, everybody, and whatever you do, be sure to go to church this weekend.
This is Toby from Cape Gunworks, and we're committed to those who carry a gun for protection. Whether you're a new, old, or competition shooter, Cape Gunworks has you covered. We are committed to self-defense, women's defense, and non-lethal options to help you protect those you love. At Cape Gunworks, we carry firearms, ammo, and all the gear that delivers power, precision, and safety. Visit CapeGunworks.com for your discount, and tune in to Rapid Fire.